But first, as we learned in Muse and the News today, it's Mike McCarthy's birthday.
Wow.
So,
58?
58. Well, joining us now on the ticket hotline, and we give a chance to wish him a happy birthday, it's the Cowboys head coach. Good morning, coach, and happy birthday.
Hey, guys, how we doing?
We're doing all right.
We're doing great. How are you?
All right. Yeah. Been better.
Yeah, that was a tough game.
Yep. Yeah, even though it's my birthday, it's not a very fun day. I'll probably just mumble all day long.
Well, don't you do that every day, Coach?
Yeah, pretty much. You know, hey, it's a tough game, you know. But we're a tough team. I'm a tough guy. Come from Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're from Pittsburgh, people
from
are
where?
Tough. People are tough, and we bust each other's balls a lot. And you whack each other over the head with a crowbar, and you go to the next day. So
what? You do that every day in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, that's what we do. You know,
it's a blue collar city.
Neighborhood, tough dad, and
each other in the head with a crowbar.
That's just pretty much where we're going to go about it.
Well, are you having coach? You there? Yeah, coach. Are you having like a big birthday party today?
You know, I am. I will say this. I'm excited about my birthday. I really am.
Good.
Jerry's put together a lot of good things for my birthday.
Oh, that's nice.
He's got a corn dog magician.
Corn dog magician?
Yeah, corn dog magician.
I don't understand that.
I've always kind of fancied myself as a corn dog magician. I can make him disappear better than anybody.
Oh. And I bet you they don't reappear, do they?
Well, yeah, they come flying out of my butt about 6 hours later.
Right. Coach.
A little bit of humor. I'm just busting your balls.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what you do. Pittsburgh.
Yeah. That's the way we did in Pittsburgh. I think Jerry he hired Van Halen.
Oh, Van Halen's playing your birthday party? That's pretty huge.
Well, yeah, but they're a lot cheaper now that guy died.
Yes, Eddie? Indeed.
Well, that's what Jerry's. That's what Jerry told me.
Yeah, one of them died.
He's more than that guy.
I hope it was Sammy Hagar or Nuno Bettencourt. Not much need for them anyway.
It wasn't either of them. It was actually Eddie Van Halen who died.
Oh, crap.
Yeah.
The guitarist?
Yeah, the guitarist.
Oh, man, he's my favorite rock and roller of all time.
Wow.
Oh, you're going to disinvite them now?
I think you would have heard this.
No, he's not from Pittsburgh, no.
They still got that Wolfgang Puck playing bass?
No.
And not the guy that has the gourmet sandwiches at the airport?
No. It's Wolfgang, yes, but it's not Wolfgang Puck that plays bass for Van Halen. It's Wolfgang Van Halen.
Well, anyway, they're supposed to play my Bud Light part of it.
Your what party?
Today.
Yeah. Well, but, too bad the Cowboys didn't give you a victory to lead into your birthday.
Yeah, it was a tough one. Sunday, credit to the Broncos.
Credit to the Broncos.
Play hard. I do have a pretty good excuse, though, as why we didn't play very well.
Hmm. Why's that?
Game clock was shortened out.
Uh-oh, that again?
Yeah, it was at the beginning of the game, but I couldn't see the darn thing. Nobody could see it.
So that's why the whole team played so poorly.
Why does that happen to you so often?
I don't know. And you go figure, billion-dollar stadium. Jerry Fields, a billion-dollar stadium, the damn clock doesn't work.
Yeah.
Whole game, the damn clock was out. So, looking at the tape, there's some other reasons why we lost, too.
What are those other reasons?
Well, but I guess, start with Dak and Zeke aren't that great.
They're not that great.
They weren't the other day. Look at the tape.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's okay. One game.
Yes.
Jerry and I were watching tape. That's what we saw.
Yeah. Oh, Jerry was watching with you.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, little. We pacify him a little bit, let him in there. Bust his balls a little bit.
So Jerry is actually watching tape with you. Is there any truth to the rumor that Jerry actually has access to the headset? Like he can put on a headset and listen to what you're listening to?
Well, I suppose it could. Listen in on what I'm listening to. I'm just listening to, XM Sirius Classic Country from 70s and 80s.
No, that's
you're
what
not.
You're listening to during the game?
Well, I don't call plays. I don't know much about defense, so yeah, that's what I'm listening to. Hey, by the way, have you guys ever burp like a bullfrog?
Kind of a side note, I think, there.
From time to time.
Yep.
Hey, can you also believe I made it to 58?
No.
Yes.
Yes. It's 58. It's not that old.
I was looking at myself this morning, and looking in that mirror. I looked like a swollen tick.
Okay.
Well, Stephen threw Jerry into the wall again.
Again?
It just happened all the time?
They're arguing over how they're going to smoke their meat on Sunday or something like that. I don't know. I don't know what they fight about. Who knows?
Gosh.
It's a funny farm out here, if you guys have noticed.
Yeah, we've noticed.
It went all the way back in Pittsburgh.
In where?
Pittsburgh.
Well, no, we hope you stay here for a little while longer, at least through the season.
Well, I don't know. We play like Sunday. I may just take my own life on Sunday.
Coach.
All right, stop that. Fortunately, he's laughing, so right. I think he's joking. Not a cry for help.
Hey, I appreciate you guys calling, and good luck to you. And that kind of sounded like R.C. Slocum there.
Yeah, that's
just
okay.
A little bit.
You're all right. You're fine.
You hang in there.
But happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
To me.
There he goes.
Yeah, there you go. Happy birthday, Coach.
Cowboys.
I don't know what happened there.
Mike McCarthy with us on his birthday.